Welcome back to another episode with your girl, M-E-L, Mel. That's what they say. I don't know. I think I'm gonna make that rhyme one day. Whatever. We'll work on it. Y'all got me a little topic. And remember how I said I only talk about three things? Well, this is gonna be one of them three things. But it's slightly smidge different. All right. So, are we ready? You ready? Your ears are glued in on my voice. Come to my voice. So technology, as you know, I'm gonna give you a little backstory. I've been working in technology since 2010, and I've been doing kind of help desk support for most of those years. For all of those years, actually. Now, the reason why I talk about this so much is because I've seen the progression of people that I've dealt with when it comes to technology. So I'm dealing with people that don't know much about technology. So, and I want to say that those people that I work with may represent probably about 60% of the population in terms of comfortability when it comes to technology, all right? With all that being said. Technology is a great tool, as I've said before, but it has some drawbacks. One of those big drawbacks is instant gratification. Instant gratification. Computers have really spoiled us. Computers have made it instant. Like, I can click on a button and the website pops up, or I can click on whatever and my payment is submitted and now I'm going to get food delivered to my house, whatever it is. Or I buy something and I get it here in X amount of days. Computers have made us accustomed to that particular lifestyle, right? Very much different from what it used to be like. Now, again, I'm gonna show you my age a little bit. One of those being I am a millennial. I need to be a t-shirt. So I feel like with that t-shirt, you already know the struggle that is my life. But it's not directly my life. We're talking world events life, okay? We've been through it all. We're still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. That type of shit, whatever. So I've seen life before computers and I've seen life with computers. Oh man, what a big difference. Yeah, computers really spoiled us. Like everything's different when it comes to the internet. Everything's different in how it's kind of like when the internet becomes a necessity, you know we're in a different realm. Okay. So I think I did do an episode on technology and it decreases patience. So that's, if you want to listen to more of that spiel, go that way. But I will say with instant gratification, as long as we don't have to do the work, we're okay with it. So, and I find this very interesting. This is just an observation. This is not facts. This is not like, I don't have like stats to say, this particular thing. But what I've noticed is they want instant gratification when it comes to a computer because, hey, the most work that you are doing with this instant gratification when it comes to a computer is you're clicking a button or you're typing something out. Whatever that, this is all the motion that it takes. Now, the same instant gratification does not come with when you are purchasing an item. So, and I find that interesting because it's the same motion. It's just now when you purchase an item in person, that required more work. A, you had to drive there. You had to spend money to get there, i.e., gas, transportation, whatever it is, however you got there, right? Next. Now you got to go in the store to find the thing that you wanted. Now, if you did your homework, you already made sure that it's in the store. Bonus points. You get the item, get to the front. You pay for it. Now, you have the item. So with all of that, it's not instant gratification, right? So people actually would rather wait 2 days as opposed to go up the street and go to Walmart and buy the thing that they wanted to buy on Amazon. I think that's so interesting to me. I don't know what it's tied to ultimately, but I find it's so interesting to me because people, they love instant gratification. They love instant gratification when it's on a computer because it's the least amount of movement needed, period. All right, also I don't know where I had to pause it because I had to work real quick. But so I don't remember what I said earlier. But I'm gonna go back, a slight recap. It's interesting to me that people want instant gratification, but when you can actually get instant gratification in less time, people don't want to do that. So even if I have to wait the 2 days for Amazon to ship me my package, that's what people do because it's less work involved. If I just gotta wait, that's all I got. That's all that I have to do is wait. Sure. So I just think that's so interesting. I think people's minds are interesting, how they move, how they think, the things that they do. I almost fell victim to instant gratification, but waiting for instant gratification. And I will give you the example. Don't judge me. Pray for me. But I didn't actually, go the bad route. So I just got me a little record player. And I am loving this bad boy. It's so nice. It's just nice to hear like a crisp, like vinyl sound. And I was playing the records that I do have, and I was like, man, I sure wish I had 24 karat on vinyl, right? So I'm like, all right. And this is what Amazon has done. I blame them with everything in my being. Amazon has trained us. They have trained. We are groomed. We are. Our natural thoughts is, where'd you get this from? Oh, I got this from. You fill in the blank. Okay. Amazon, great job doing that. Yeah. So my first thought was to be like, I wonder if it's on Amazon. Most likely on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon. I'm like, all right, cool. Go on Amazon, look and see. That bitch was like, for a gold limited edition, put that in air quotes, gold vinyl album. It really is just coated in like gold. It's not even gold, whatever, whatever. It's not even like really gold, but whatever. That bad boy was like 50, 60 bucks. So I was telling my friends, like, yeah, it's only like 50, 60. I'm thinking that's a normal price for a vinyl. That's a normal price for a vinyl that's signed by Boo, not a vinyl that's whatever. So she's like, that's kind of expensive. I'm like, I was actually about to like, I was okay with that price. And I start looking around and I see Walmart has it for like 25. And it's the same thing. So I go in Walmart. I drive to Walmart. Mind you, Walmart is literally, I could walk to Walmart. That's how close I am to it. I don't want to, but I could. That'd probably be like a 20-minute walk. It's probably about 2 miles. And that's not walking in the store, it's just to get there. So I drive to Walmart after work because I do have this vinyl now, this vinyl player, and I'm excited about this bad boy. So I go there, find it. I also get an Amy Winehouse album because rest in peace, dear. You are missed. So yeah, I go get those two things and then I head out and I make sure I get some food. But it was so interesting to me that I almost fell victim to the instant grat the to the weight of instant gratification. Not the Dell, not the Dell, Jesus. Not the it, like with with everything that's going on in the world. All right, pause it. But yeah, I just think it's interesting how I how it plays out in my brain. Like I was really, really about to be like, yeah, I'll just wait the 2 days. And really, you didn't have to. You just took your ass up the street and go to the store. But you know, I at first, and then going to Walmart is a war zone. Point blank. Now, I don't know if there's Walmarts on the West Coast. I have no idea. They might not be as plentiful as they are over here on the East Coast, but yeah, like Walmart breeds a lot of people. There's a lot of people. So, you know, just kind of seeing all that play out makes me not want to be in the store. And y'all seen the store on Black Friday, yo, war zone. Yeah. It's very interesting, though. People are interesting to me. We would rather wait the 2 days rather than take our ass up the street and go to Walmart. Now, I had to consciously not buy something off Amazon and just go to the store. I didn't want to go to the store. I think Amazon knows exactly how to play into my introvert side. Also, 2 days ain't that bad to wait. And it comes on my doorstep. You mean I have to go out there and get it? It comes to me fully? And I think that's what the other thing is. We don't have to do any of the work but hit buy. I have to, if I wanted to go to the store, I would have to drive my happy ass to the store. I'm driving to the store. We at the store. I had to get out the car. I had to walk my ass inside the store. I had to go find the item. I got to make sure I park in a relatively close location. So, very interesting. Very interesting. So, here's my question to you. How many times have you chosen to buy something off of Amazon because it's less pain than just taking your ass to the store? Now, I will say I am a victim of that when it comes to food. I hate grocery shopping with my spirits. But here's the problem. I gotta eat, okay? I have to eat. You gotta eat to live, unfortunately. You can't just not eat. So what I've done is I've made it so I just have food delivered to my house and I cook it. I don't even have, I don't like, again, so food delivery is gonna always win because you don't have to think about what you're gonna eat, what's it gonna be, whatever. HelloFresh delivers it, boom, done. Just I got three meals right now that I have to cook. I don't like the thought process of it. All I know is I want to eat the food. I just want, actually, this is how I think about hunger. I just want to not be hungry anymore. That's it. That's it. It's very simple for me. It is very simple for me. Yeah. So, why have we become, have we just become lazy, or are we just really very much introverted? Is that what it is? What is it though? I don't know. I don't know. These are just questions I think about to myself. But yeah. I think this is a fun little topic to talk about. I did stop myself from purchasing that item off Amazon and just go to the store. I just went to the store. Just went to the store. But Amazon has definitely ingrained their brain, their thought logic into our brain. They've made sure that they are the first thing that you think about. Even over Walmart. Walmart was first in our brains for a long time. Oh, you just get it from Wally World. What? Now you just get off Amazon. That's how natural both of those statements sounded. By design. by design. Be woke, my friends, be woke. But yeah, y'all be good. Technology, man. I swear, this shit's crazy. But yeah, y'all be good. Y'all have a great day. Until we meet again. Did I do intro? This is your girl, Mel, MEL. We are out of here.